Justin Flip back with you, talking Holton Wildcat football, joined by head coach Brooks Parda. The Wildcats even the record at 1-1 on the season with the victory at home against Sabetha, 35-14, the final score last week. And Coach talked about the week one setback and such a tight game against Nemaus Central, but seemed like your kids responded well. Did you feel good about the week of practice and how the first half went in the game against Sabetha the second Friday?
Yeah, I thought we had a really good week of practice. I thought we made a lot of progress in terms of our blocking up front and really understanding our concepts on the defensive front. And that was really a big difference for us in the game.
You're up 21-0 at halftime, but it wasn't like your team just coasted. I thought you came out pretty strong and obviously made a defensive stand, but didn't punch the first drive in. I guess during that first half, what were some of the bigger things that you think helped kind of set the tone? Big plays, I guess, were certainly one of them.
Yeah, I think, start the second half, we get a couple penalties and get off to a pretty good start, and then the penalties set us back, and they make a big play and make a catch down to the goal line and stick it in, and then we fumble the return on the kickoff, I think, right after that. So we kind of set ourselves up a little bit, made it worse than it was, but at the same time, I thought we responded after that and stepped forward a little bit.
Seemed like the tackling was a lot better defensively, just better tackling and maybe getting more guys to the football. Is that one of the areas, and what maybe were some other areas that you saw some pretty big improvements or jump from week one to week two?
Well, Sabetha runs, some complicated schemes up front, and I thought our defensive line did a really nice job of playing and being in position on those schemes, which made it a little bit easier for the linebackers, and we had a lot more gang tackling where we had two or three tacklers there, and the first game, we put ourselves in single tackles a lot and made some mistakes.
We noted on special teams that the kicking game has been pretty good in terms of extra points. Matt Lears has been perfect on each attempt all season. What else, though, do you feel like maybe you can still get from your special teams, and is that an area you anticipate developing more here over the next few weeks?
Yeah, I thought our coverage teams have done a really nice job and really did a better job in the second game. We have a lot of work yet to do on our kick return, and that just takes time, and we don't use enough time in practice for that early in the season, but we think that'll develop as we go.
What about depth? I mean, we talked about in week one, you had a lot of different guys that had to fill in the backfield, and I noticed, on the line, you're rotating a lot of guys in on defense, and you also have some flexibility with some guys like Caleb Hernandez and Jaden Fletcher that can play multiple positions on your defense. How about, I guess, just the depth and the flexibility you have, like with some interchangeable parts there?
Yeah, I think depending on the type of offense that we play, there's a lot of people we can move around defensively, and that's because we're pretty athletic and across the board, I think, in our defensive front and in our, we've got big linebackers and a couple safeties that could play any position. So that's definitely an asset for us, depending on what package we want to run and whether we have some people banged up, which we've had the last couple weeks.
Holton now 1-1 with just one more non-district game before the district play begins against Perry next week. This week, Holton is at Hiawatha, and we'll preview that matchup right after this timeout. Justin Flip back with you, joined by Holton head coach Brooks Parda. The Wildcats on the road for the first time this season, facing a Hiawatha team that's off to a 2-0 start. Is it something that's talked about? Is there much difference, I guess, in preparing for a road game versus a home game, just in the way and what you kind of expect out of the guys on game day?
We've always felt like we've been a good road team, and our preparation and how we approach it is really similar to what we do in a home game. So it's just the little things when you travel to make sure you have all the extra stuff and people in the right place and people on the field at the right times and those things. So the older you get like me, the less you like yellow buses and how you get rattled around and would prefer to play at home.
Hiawatha's 2-0 with wins against Royal Valley and Jeff West. What stands out when you watch their first couple wins this season?
Well, they've changed a little bit what they do offensively, moved a little bit more towards the option game and some option packages, so that's a little bit different. And then we really just don't ever know what we're going to see defensively, whether they're going to load the box or do different things. So we have to be prepared for everything.
So final thought, on kind of the keys to the game. I know last year you jumped out 28-0 against Hiawatha. So a quick start, I guess. What are maybe some other things that you think could be keys in this road game Friday?
Well, I think just to getting adjusted to what they do defensively and get those first downs early in the game and execute. And defensively get lined up, and they're going to make us play in space a little bit and make some open field tackles, so we'll have to do that early in the game as well. Well,
hopefully a step forward for your team this week and another victory. Coach, thanks for your time, and good luck on Friday night.
Thank you.
Wildcat head man Brooks Parta, the Holton Coaches Shows on KNZA, are presented by the Farmer State Bank, by Boomer Steakhouse, and by Community Healthcare System, the Holton Family Clinic.